Chapter 26. Awkward Questions. McCrack. The atmosphere in the audience hall was frosty, and not just because of the winter weather. Holguin stood to attention, his long blade on a hanger at his right, helmet under his left arm. Sanguinius watched him carefully from his throne, fingers interlocked beneath his chin, elbows on the massive chair. Gilliman was more animated, leaning forward, fingers gripping the arms of his throne. Beside him, Valentus Dolor stood with arms crossed, studying Holguin as intently as the two primarchs.
"It has been 2 days since we received a formal report from Illyrium," Gilliman said, as stern as any schoolmaster. "What little we hear is not encouraging." "I have received no word from my brothers, Lord," Holguin replied. "I wonder why that might be," Gilliman said. "Is it possible that my brother keeps you uninformed so that you can stand dumb before us without dishonor?" "All things are possible, Lord." Holguin accepted the scorn of the Lord Warden without rancor. He had known for some time that the Lion had called on the Deathwing to protect the Castrum, not simply because of their skill, but also because Holguin was amongst the most diplomatic of his staff officers. Even so, he would not let Gilliman cast aspersions against the Lion when his liege was not present to defend himself. "It is also possible, Lord," said the voted lieutenant, "that my liege is engrossed in prosecuting the final defeat of the Illyrians, and too occupied to dispense blow-by-blow accounts to us here in the Civitas."
Sanguinius smiled. Gilliman did not.
"The Lord Protector is not a power unto himself. He is accountable to the Emperor."
Gilliman stood up and took a step closer. Holguin held his ground, though it was difficult in the face of the giant advancing on him.
"He is the blade. Lord Sanguinius guides the hand." "I am sure that is foremost in my liege's thoughts, Lord."
Holguin kept his gaze steady, not directly meeting the stare of Gilliman, but not really looking away.
"He was dispatched with the command to bring Kurz to justice by all means short of orbital attack. He is complying with those orders."
"Orbital augurs suggest that our brother has been exceptionally vigorous of late," said Sanguinius, his humour gone. "Tens of thousands dead, many more displaced, their homes and livelihoods destroyed."
"I am sure my Lord Emperor knew when he dispatched my liege that his attention would be most thorough in this," said Holguin,
as close to saying that Sanguinius should have known better as he would ever get.
"Illyrium is non-compliant, and my liege brings it to compliance. I believe he knows exactly the terrible cost, but also the steeper price of failure. We cannot countenance dissent on the new throne world of the Imperium."
"Would your liege rampage across Terra in such fashion?" asked Dolor. "Or Caliban?"
Holguin matched the Tetrarch's stare.
"Yes."
He returned his attention to the Lord Warden.
"I know that you think he pursues a personal vendetta against Kurz, but my liege places duty at the forefront of his concerns."
"Is that so?"
Gilliman rubbed his forehead in agitation.
"That was why, under guise of securing our borders, he secretly took his pursuit of Kurz across the 500 worlds. What of duty then?"
"A dozen worlds liberated from the grip of Lorgar's and Angron's vile sons,"
Sanguinius intervened, before Holguin could speak.
"There might be cause for concern, but the Lion did not ignore the wars presented to him."
"I have overstated my case."
Gilliman acquiesced to the will of the Emperor with a solemn bow.
"It is convenient, however, that the Lord Protector's strategy in Illyrium inflamed the situation, giving him cause to move to such extreme measures. He did introduce the Dreadwing."
"With my permission," Sanguinius said.
He glanced at Holguin and then Dolor, perhaps wondering whether to dismiss the Space Marines to continue his discussion. He evidently decided against it.
"I know that you think I gifted the Lion this charter without proper consideration."
The Emperor stopped Gilliman's protest with a sharp look and a raised hand.
"Do us both the courtesy of not contesting that claim. You think, brother, and it is not a fault. You consider the theoretical and monitor the practical, honing your plans, redrafting and reworking everything you have created. If others of us had showed such circumspection, the galaxy might not be aflame with civil war. Gilliman accepted this praise in silence, brow slightly furrowed, as though he expected a caveat to follow. He was right. The lion knows that Kurz is a wild element, driven in ways we cannot imagine. Sanguinius looked away, gazing towards one of the high windows lit by pale sunlight. I spoke to him, looked into his eyes. There is little humanity left there, and that which remains is quite, quite mad.
I do not see how that excuses the raising of Illyrium. Does that not give Kurz exactly the death and destruction he craves?
It brings swift end, brother, the Empress said firmly, returning his gaze to Gilliman. The lion is right. This should never have been an issue. We are all at fault. The excision is painful, the surgery required. Gilliman took a deep breath. His eyes moved to Holguin.
Our orbital stations monitored a lot of activity yesterday, the Lord Warden said slowly. Gunship launches and drop pod cascades, dozens of ships targeting the Alma Mons. Have you any comment?
Holguin shook his head.
I know nothing, Lord.